The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
As always, we want to welcome you to the broadcast today. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And today, we've got an interesting topic for you lined up today. I'm going to talk about signs of the times picking up speed in the last days of 2021. Before we get after that, I do want to, I want to apologize ahead of time if my throat sounds a little raspy and whatnot. As many of you know, that my entire family is on the tail end of recovering from coronavirus. We're out of the woods per se, but the residual after effects of this stuff is still there. For me, it's like my whole left ear is clogged up, so it sounds like my head is constantly stuck in a coffee can. So it's hard for me to gauge how I sound when I'm talking. Again, I just want to let you know that way, if it does sound a little weird, you'll know what's going on with this thing. So we guys are a little bit over a month away, a little bit a month out until we close the end of 2021. If you can believe that, this year has been a doozy. This year has been crazy. There's been goods, there's been bads, there's been all kinds of stuff that's culminated. As you know, COVID has not gone anywhere. If anything, this thing just keeps splitting off with different variants, and now they're trying to make as many booster shots as there is variants, and this thing has just gone crazy. We're going to talk about that as well as some other things. So let's get after this thing. Let's give you a verse of scripture that we can open up with this thing and really get into this and talk about this. I thought this was very fitting for today's broadcast. Luke chapter 21, verses 9 and 11. A very familiar passage for all those who study eschatology and are aware of this and understand the signs of the times. Jesus said, "But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." And then he said unto them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven." Again, so that's a lot to digest, guys. He said, you know, when it comes to the end times, when it comes to the time of the end, there's going to be a lot of things happening simultaneously. Wars, commotions, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdoms, earthquakes in various locations, and famines and pestilences, and great and fearful sights from heaven. One of these, I believe, is going to happen in the wee hours of, I said tonight, but if you want to be technical, for all the technical people out there, it's really going to be in the wee hours of Friday morning, because this thing's going to go on after midnight. So the longest partial lunar eclipse in nearly 600 years is coming this week. In fact, again, it's coming tonight or early in the wee hours of Friday morning. This is interesting to me anyway, for several reasons. One, according to official reports, this nearly total lunar eclipse will turn the moon completely red for up to 3.5 hours. This is being deemed the longest partial lunar eclipse of the century and will take place on Friday morning, making the moon appear red for up to 3.5 hours. Now, well, something else that's interesting is this headline to me jumped out. It says it's the longest eclipse in 600 years. Well, if you know anything about prophecy and you know anything about the Bible, you know anything about the book of Revelation, the number 600 is interesting. It's a number that's directly connected to, even when you go to the book of Revelation chapter 13, it talks about the mark of the beast, 666 in King James literature, or 666. And the number six is the number of man. And so you have this, again, this in 600 years, this eclipse will darken the moon for most of the planet. Again, on November 19th, again, that's tomorrow, or the wee hours of the early morning of the 19th, with up to 97% of the moon slipping into the Earth's shadow. The best place to view this eclipse, according to sources, will be North America. That's interesting, where almost all of 3.5 hours will be visible. Again, we talked about this on another segment that we did. You'll have to go back and watch this in our podcast archives or on YouTube. This is on YouTube. It's on Rumble. But we talked about, and we've discussed this multiple times on multiple broadcasts, that blood moons, lunar eclipses, are many times seen as apocalyptic, biblical, and even warnings or omens or harbingers of coming disasters, famines, and wars, or some types of trials that would come upon the nations. And again, depending on where this is viewed, where this is going to take place at, the locations that are impacted, there's direct correlation with that. And to me, this is intriguing. And it goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, where God said that he put these luminaries in the skies as signs and seasons. There's Hebrew words there. You could do Hebrew word studies on signs and seasons. And again, it alludes to when you see these events, now, look, I know the argument's going to be, well, lunar eclipses happen all the time, solar eclipses happen all the time. But again, when there's verbiage and there's events that are centered around this that are historical, like the fact that it's the longest lunar eclipse in 600 years. So for the next 600 years, this is going to be the longest lunar eclipse, and it's going to be visible to especially North America. So is this a harbinger to America? Is this a warning to America of what may be coming next year, 2022, or the next 12 months, or the next 6 months, or in a shorter space of time? So that's something that I think it's very interesting. Then we got, remember, let me go back up here. Luke 21:9-11, Jesus said, there will be pestilences. Now, we just talked about great or fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But I want to go back here a little bit, and he mentions pestilences. So I want to talk about this for a second. Bill Gates, the Microsoft founder, somehow this guy went from a computer geek as the founder of Microsoft to now somehow this guy has become the go-to guy for infectious diseases, health questions, expertise, and I'm doing these quotations, air quotations, for you guys that are listening by podcast. Somehow this guy went from being behind a computer and people looking to him for answers to computer software, innovation to computers and technology. Now somehow this guy's got his hands directly involved in infectious diseases, viruses, vaccines, and the whole list goes again. And this is also the guy who, and this is a fact, you can look it up, this is not some conspiracy theory, this guy is also going out and buying huge swaths of land in America, grabbing land. Well, this guy warned of terrorists attempting to use smallpox as biological weapons, and even bidded for billions in funding to prevent such future pandemics. This was from the Daily Mail. The Microsoft founder made the plea at a policy exchange talk. He called for the formation of a, quote, pandemic task force with billions in funding. He also suggested developing germ games to prepare for future pandemics. And again, this came days after he attended the COP26 climate conference in Glasgow. Now, again, all this happened, the warning from Gates, keep this in mind, of the scenario of terrorists attempting to use smallpox as biological weapons in the United States and around the world. He also, again, stressed the idea of a pandemic task force that we should prepare with germ games for future pandemics. All this took place. Then, ironically enough, I want to give you some headlines that just came out recently. This was from Twitter. The Maryland Department of Health, in collaboration with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, confirmed a single case. Now, this was yesterday, a single case of monkeypox virus infection in Maryland, and a resident in Maryland who recently returned from Nigeria. And here's another source. This is from Daily Mail. U.S. is hit by monkeypox. Who's ever heard of such a thing? This is stuff we heard in Africa and places overseas. But again, Maryland patient tests positive for this, quote, rare virus after coming back from a trip from Nigeria, according to health officials. The resident was traveling back in the U.S. and has been confirmed to be infected with this monkeypox. The unnamed resident is currently recovering in isolation with mild symptoms and has been hospitalized. Health officials are currently tracking down any airline passengers who came in direct contact with the passenger on the flight and after the return to the U.S. Monkeypox originated in monkeys and kept for research in Central and Western Africa and kills 1% of those infected. Some interesting facts here, though. Monkeypox is considered to be a rare disease that is caused by infection with monkeypox virus. Monkeypox virus belongs to the orthopox virus genus, however you want to pronounce it, in the family of Poxviridae. How do you pronounce that? Again, guys, that's my weakness, is pronouncing these words. So don't get mad at me, because people always want to correct me. And I'm just telling them, look, I'm a Kentucky boy, raised and born in Kentucky. So this is my weakness. This is my folly. You have to look past this. Monkeypox was first discovered in 1958 when two outbreaks of the disease occurred in colonies of monkeys and kept for research. Hence the name monkeypox. The CDC admits that there is no proven safe treatment for monkeypox, and so we can only hope that this is successfully contained. But something else happened yesterday that made a lot of headlines, and we reported this on Intime Headlines as well. And that is, let me pull up this headline. Several news outlets reported this, that an FBI is currently investigating vials labeled smallpox. Oh, yeah, that's right. Remember, Gates warned that terrorists would try to use smallpox as biological weapons. And now we just consequently just had this story come out yesterday where FBI are currently investigating vials of smallpox discovered in a lab near Philadelphia. According to the report, and these were called questionable vials. According to the report, the FBI and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating questionable vials labeled smallpox and found in a freezer late last night at a MRSIC facility, how do you pronounce that, outside of Philadelphia, according to an alert sent to the Department of Homeland Security leadership on Tuesday night. There were reportedly a total of 15 questionable vials, according to the unclassified, quote, for official use only alert, a copy of which was obtained by Yahoo News. Five of these vials were labeled as smallpox, and 10 were labeled as vaccinia. The vials were secured immediately. Again, this is alarming, to say the least, and very interesting. But then in the midst of all this, then you got this going on. And then, in case you didn't know, there is also, according to Forbes, which is this headline from Forbes, Europe and Asia are not only just dealing with COVID, but now we're seeing an outbreak of the avian influenza, or what we know as the bird flu. Outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza have recently been occurring in various parts across Europe and Asia. This highly pathogenic avian influenza is not just your run-of-the-mill bird flu, according to this report. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines pathogenic as, quote, causing or capable of causing disease. Let me read that again. According to Merriam-Webster's Dictionary, the term pathogenic, and that's what they're calling this current outbreak of bird flu that's happening in Asia and Europe. Why haven't we heard of this, Brother Ricky? Probably because it's been drowned out by COVID. Take your pick of what variant. Delta, Beta, Original, this, that. And now there's a new variant that's just been discovered in France. We don't know what it's going to be called. We don't know its name, but it's a new or newly discovered variant. But again, this bird flu is not just your typical run-of-the-mill bird flu. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionaries, the term pathogenic is being used because this bird flu is capable of causing disease. Therefore, being called highly pathogenic by your friends would not be a compliment. And I want to give thanks to Michael Snyder. I don't know if I did that at the beginning of this. I don't think I did, but he put a lot of this research together in an article that he, let's see, what did he title this? We posted this on Intel Headlines. Quote, all of a sudden, things are starting to get really weird as we approach the end of 2021. So I want to give him credit for this. Again, this was written by Michael Snyder on themostimportantnews.com, because this was a great foundational centerpiece for our discussion topic today. So we kind of run with this as the foundation of our topic today, but he was given a little bit of his own little insight in here. So I want to read this here, quote, similarly, highly pathogenic avian influenza is essentially bird flu that is either highly capable of causing disease or can cause severe disease or both. That's why these outbreaks, quote, have been a bit of a problem for poultry and poultry farmers. This is why they keep killing off so many chickens and turkey and all the livestock. And again, I talked about, let me pull up this article here, just give a little bit of an image to this. But we know that according to reports, the French media is reporting that a new COVID strain with unprecedented changes. Now listen to this this verbiage they're using. Quote, a new strain of COVID with unprecedented changes in its spike protein has reportedly been discovered in the northwestern French region of Brittany. The new strain was reportedly detected in people who contracted the virus back in mid-October. It infected a total of 24 people in France, including 18 that were children attending the same school and 6 adults who had contact with them, according to French media. But even in the midst of this, we have what's happening in Germany, where Merkel warns that fourth wave of COVID is now wreaking havoc on Germany with, and I quote, full force. According to the report, Germany's Angela Merkel has described this COVID situation in her country as, quote, dramatic, as the outgoing chancellor considers how to deal with the infection rate that has hit an all-time record. Quote, the fourth wave is hitting our country with full force, according to Merkel, who told an event for the Association of German Cities, according to a translation and several other media outlets. So you've got what's going on there. And we covered our last segment. We talked about what's going on in Austria, where they are locking down the unvaccinated. Then we have what's going on in Australia, in Queensland. They are ramping up more strict efforts to deal with the unvaccinated there. And then I want to share you with one little more segment here. And I reported this on End Time Headlines, but even now, I was actually shocked that the mainstream media is even reporting this, to be honest with you. But look at this. This is a headline from NBC News. Quote, hospitalizations rising among fully vaccinated in the U.S., according to Dr. Fauci. Quote, what we're starting to see now is an uptick in hospitalizations among people who have been vaccinated. Now, hold on. Here comes the kicker. Ready? What's the resolve? What's the solution? What's the remedy? How do we stop this uptick in hospitalizations among the vaccinated? Well, Fauci gives us the answer, and you guessed it, more jabs. Because according to this article, and according to what Fauci is saying, although they're fully vaccinated, they have not received their booster shot. So that all explains why we're seeing the rise of hospitalizations among the fully vaccinated, because one shot's not enough, two shots not enough. Now it's got to be the booster. And then again, what's next after that? Time will tell. So what are we talking about today? Again, we're talking about wars, commotions, nations against nation, kingdom against kingdom, that natural disasters in various places, famines, pestilences, great and fearful sights, and great signs from heaven. All these are culminating. All these are accelerating. And guys, we're on the 18th of November. We're a week away from Thanksgiving. We're closing into the end of November. We've got one full month, a little bit over a month to go of the year of 2021. And then at least here on our calendar, the Gregorian calendar, on the Hebrew calendar, we've already entered into 2022 in September. But on our calendar, as we know it, as predominantly Gentiles, we're a little over 30 days going into or getting ready to head into the year 2022. What crazy stuff is waiting on the other side of the curtain of 2022? Guys, I don't know about you, but as for me and my house, we want to be prayed up. We want the word in us. We want to be prepared naturally, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially for what is beyond, because I have a feeling, just a hunch, guys, that the economy, I believe, is going to take a huge blow come this holiday season. We'll see what happens at quote unquote Black Friday and when everybody goes out shopping, and then you've got Cyber Monday. Let's just see how much money is circulating, because again, over what, 8-9 million people have dropped out of the workforce. How many of them are working again? Don't know. Don't have the numbers. I'm not an economist. Can't tell you that. But I can tell you that with inflation and hyperinflation and food costs and fuel costs and natural gas rising and all this other stuff, come on, that's being put on our plate in conjunction with everything else that's going on. To me, that spells disaster, that we need to be prepared. We need to be, listen, the Bible says the prudent man sees disaster coming and he prepares himself. Don't be the ostrich that buries your head in the sand. You need to be preparing yourself now, right now. So again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. That's going to be our landing page. You can find us there, going there, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Please don't forget to subscribe to our daily digest. Don't forget to download the free app. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. Again, go to the Apple store, go to the Android store. Look for us. If you're listening by podcast, type in End Time Headlines. You're going to see our official ETH logo. Download that app, get it into your hands. You're going to be able to catch up and keep up with all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our most, all of our podcasts that you can both watch and listen at your leisure right there in your hand for messages like this and those in the future as well. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If you've not prayed about becoming a monthly partner and a contributor and supporter of our ministry, you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order. And you can do that by making it out to right there on your screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So as always, guys, thank you so much for taking the time. Listen, we're hitting the road tomorrow. My family and I are hitting the road. I'm going to bring my equipment with me, my camera, my mic, all my equipment with me. And so that way I can push out a couple podcasts next week while I'm in Virginia. We're heading down to Virginia to see our family for Thanksgiving. So I appreciate your prayers of safety for our trip. We'll be praying for you guys as well. Of course, we're wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels. But we're going to sign off for today. We will not be back on tomorrow because I'll be on the road all day. I'm going to try to, if I get set up and everything gets set up the way I'd like to, I might be able to push out something on Saturday or this weekend, on Saturday or Sunday. Maybe we can do something, and then a couple segments next week as well. So until then, guys, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. And may his countenance shine upon you. I want to pray an extra prayer blessing over everyone who, like myself, may be traveling this coming up weekend or this week or next weekend. I pray whether you're flying, whether you're driving, however your whatever your transit is and your ways of transportation, I ask that the Lord protect you, may keep you, may the angels of the Lord be with you. I profess the blood of Jesus over everyone that's watching and listening to this broadcast, and whatever means you find that you do your travel, whether it's the highways, byways, roadways, railways, or airways, I plead the blood of Jesus over you. May the Lord protect you from any harm, danger, or any disabling accidents. I bind any assignments of hell. I come against any sicknesses, any diseases, or any ailments that would try to come against you, your family, or your loved ones during this season. I pray that everyone has a good time in their time together with their families and their friends and their neighbors and so on and so forth, or your churches or whatever you're doing. And that's my prayer for you today. So guys, again, we're going to sign off. We'll see you guys this coming weekend, either on Saturday or Sunday. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.